one of the reasons I have respect for Coach Graves is we went up to him, explained to him what we had found, and again, he professed an inability to really understand what we were saying, but he accepted it and hedged his bets a little bit. We could try it on the freshman team, a game they call the toilet bowl between the freshman and the B team, mm-hmm. on Friday afternoon. We could give it to the freshman for that game, but we weren't to give it to Rance or Smith because they were his upcoming star.
So he gives you permission to begin with to do the testing on the players after the game.
Yeah.
Now he's broadening it and allowing you to give them the solution to drink.
Solution to the problem.
Okay.
And so we did that, Graves and the entire bunch of them were out there watching.
Have you had a date on all of this?
That was early October of 1965.
Okay.
It was, they were playing LSU the next day.
All right.
But it was the LSU game in October. Early October of 65.
All right, so you feed this to this freshman group in a Friday afternoon game.
Yeah.
Now, what did you do at the end of it? Were they renewed?
Well, what happened is at the end of the first half, the B team was ahead 13 or 14 to nothing, I don't remember. They pushed the freshmen around pretty good. But in the third period, the freshmen came out, and they were pushing the B team around, and they scored two or three touchdowns in the third period. And then in the fourth period, they scored five or six more, and the B team didn't even make a first down during the fourth period. At the end of the game, Larry Rentz was kicking the football and yelling, boy, this is fun, let's play another quarter. And two of the B team guys who were sort of dragging by at that point said, oh, go to hell, and continued plodding over to the gym. To shop.
Nobody unfurled the big banner saying, long live Dr. K.
No. But Graves came up and said he was really impressed. That when I told him we could probably give him a better team during the fourth quarter, we had surely done that.
He liked that?
Oh, yeah. And he said, can you make it up for the varsity to use tomorrow against LSU? So I said, sure. Home,
and you got the kettle out?
Well, we went down to the lab and had plenty of salt and water, and we were putting phosphate in it because it helps burn.
Did you already figure out what the proportions of sugar and salt and all of these things were?
Yeah. So that one would get rapid absorption and so on. But
did you use it this Saturday against LSU?
Yeah. We had a problem before then, though. We got down and I had only one bottle, 500 grams of glucose in the lab. It was reagent grade glucose at about $5 a pound. And I had only the one bottle of it, and we needed about 5 kilos to make up 100 liters, which is what we planned for the team. I called the pharmacy and the hospital stores. They didn't have any. I called a pharmacy warehouse over in Jacksonville. They didn't have any, and so on. But Dwayne Douglas came walking by, and he said, I have a key that'll open every lab in the building. So we went up to the fifth floor and walked in Mel Frege's lab, and I think I got 4 bottles out of there. And Wendell Stainsby's lab right next door had 5 or 6 more. And Sidney Cassens had some more, and there were a couple.
I hope you left an IOU in all of those places.
No, I didn't. But we got all the glucose we needed, went down and made up our stuff and put it in a walk-in freezer to get cold overnight. Then the next day, we had it in two big car barns, had 100 liters of it in these car boys, and I had them in a little red wagon and was walking across the field to where the Gator's bench would be. And the public address guy came on and he said, it's 104 degrees on the playing surface today. And we expect to have, it was 9 or 10 people with heat exhaustion or heat stroke in the stands because of that heat. But the football players aren't going to be affected because they'll be taking, and I thought, damn, who told them? But then he said salt tablets. Taking salt tablets would be just the wrong thing to do because your sodium is already mm-hmm. way up, and I would just run it up more and compound
the problem. Make you more nauseated.
Yeah. But so I relaxed then, but got over there in LS, they kicked off to LSU, and the defensive team went in, and they finally stopped LSU about the 20-yard line, and the defense came out, and the first three guys on the bench were Bennett, a safety man, Benson, a tackle, and Larry Gagner, a guard. They sat down and the rest of the defense was sitting there. I handed a cup of the stuff to Benson. And he said, what is this? And I told him, well, this is a glucose electrolyte solution. And then he poured it on his head because it was cold and that would cool him off, which was one of the things we wanted. I handed a cup to Bennett, who was right next to Gagner, and he took it and sipped it. Said, Larry, it doesn't taste like piss to me, and he glugged it down. Each time that I came around during the first half, Gagner would take this and pour it on his head. And the other guys would drink it and comment on how good it was and so on. I couldn't get into the argument because I hadn't tasted piss at that time. But toward the end of the first half, Gagner took his cup and he drank it down and he said, Doc, I've decided I like the taste of piss. And he drank it a couple of cups every time he came out after that for the rest of the game. LSU was ahead in that game 13-0 at the half. And they'd outgained the Gators about 200 yards to 50 yards. But in the third period, the Gators started, they'd stop them, and they started gaining, and they scored a touchdown late in the third period, and it was 13-7. And then in the fourth period, they were really dominating play, but they hadn't scored until about halfway through the fourth period. They had a tackle eligible play, and I don't remember the name of the tackle, but they threw a pass to him and he went in for a touchdown, and they won 14-13. And in the second half, they outgained LSU by more than LSU had outgained them in the first half, by quite a bit. Something like 250 or 60 yards that they gained in the second half, and I think LSU made one first down, and that was all. But Graves was again very impressed, and they started using Gatorade in all of their games after that.
Well, I must say that I only drank it one time in my life, very early on. And it did taste terrible, absolutely terrible. And I've never had any since. And I guess that's before all of these other mixtures came in. The guy who described it, I'd never tasted piss, but I think that's the way I would have described it at the time.
But, you know,
you thought it was kind of a nauseating tasting thing to start with?
Well, I didn't think the first batches tasted good. But by the end of the second year, the stuff we were making tasted pretty good.
You doctored it up, doctor.